You're listening to the Home Base Podcast. This week on Home Base Podcast, I'm sharing with you guys 25 ways to celebrate the holiday season with your family. So tune in for some fun festiveness. Hey there, all you Home Base Podcast listeners. Welcome to December. It's been a couple weeks since I've done a whole new episode because last week we reran an episode. There was a new intro and closing to it, so it wasn't in just an old episode that I reran. It was like a refresher course, actually. So it's been 2 weeks since I've did an entire episode, and I feel like I missed you guys. It's been weird not being over here, but it has been craziness going on here with Thanksgiving, and then my son just had his birthday party. His birthday is this coming weekend, technically, but we had his birthday party this past Saturday, and so it's just a lot of craziness going on, last minute details. And then, you guys, in the middle of the week, right when I was, like, trying to get things done, and I had this one day, I had Tuesday this past week set aside as my, like, relaxed day, do a couple last-minute birthday decorations at home, but I was gonna just relax, spend the day with my son, and we went out because I had to run, like, 2 super-fast errands, and I go outside to my car, and it is jacked up on a jack, tilted to the side, and my Cadillac converter's gone. Oh, great. So we had to call the police. They had to come out, do a report. Our car had to get towed, and then I had to get a rental, and I had to be on the phone with the insurance company. And I spent the entire day literally, like, on the phone and running around getting the new rental car, and it was a nightmare. And so all week now, I've just been, like, thrown off because I don't have my car, and I didn't get everything out of it that I needed. So, like, I shop at Aldi, and when you go to the grocery store, they don't provide bags, so you have to bring your own. And so, like, when I went to the grocery store, I didn't have any bags, and it was a crisis, so then I had to go and purchase bags somewhere else and bring them to the grocery store. It was just kind of craziness, and I've just been thrown off all week because I don't have my car, and I'm so ready to have my car back. But so we had all that happen, and the birthday, it's just been a crazy week. So I needed the little bit of a break and not recording last week, so it actually worked out really well. Gave me a little bit of a break, but this week, we're back in action, and I'm making up for it for being gone last week because I have, this week's episode is going to be awesome, and there's going to be a post about it on the blog, and there's also going to be a post on the blog, and it should be on there right now while you're listening to this. You can head on over to the blog and read it. It's a post where I took pictures of all the toys my son got for his first birthday, and I review them all for you. What? I know, right? So if you have a little one in your life, and let me tell you, a lot of these toys, they're, I know he just turned 1, and so you're probably like, my kid's not in that age. A lot of these toys, like, span up to, like, you know, ages 3 or so. Some of them, my favorite one that I'm not going to share with you now because I'm going to share it with you later. It's my parenting hack this week. But my favorite one is entertaining even to me. So it's kind of a timeless toy. So you're definitely going to want to go over to the blog and check this out because you might just get an awesome idea for somebody for Christmas. Either your kids, someone else's kids, maybe you have a niece or a nephew. So go check it out. I promise it's really awesome, and I've got some great pictures on there for you guys. So isn't that exciting? 2 great posts for you guys to go check out on the blog this week, and an awesome episode that's holly jolly and cheery. So I'm making up big time, right guys? All right, so let's just get all this drabness out of the way so you can get on to the good stuff. If you want to go check out those awesome posts on the blog is homebasepodcast.com. thebrainfarm.com. Super easy. And you can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram, because I'll have pictures and stuff on there as well, and links on Twitter. And both the handles for that are at Home Base Podcast. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, I'm sharing 25 Christmas family activities. That's right, guys. It's going to get festive up in here, so stay tuned. We're back. I was so tempted to put in like Christmas music in there, but I thought, you know what? Some people don't like all the Christmas music. It gets under their skin. So I was like, you know, no, we're going to stick to our regular jingles, because I mean, our music is awesome for this podcast. So we're just going to stick with it. All right. So 25 family activities for the holidays. Whatever holiday you celebrate, these activities, you can totally do them. They're not entirely specific to Christmas, but obviously it is kind of more geared towards Christmas versus like Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. I did 25. I know. We're already in December, but here's the thing. Some of these are super easy and you can do more than one a day, or you can, you know, bookmark this episode and next year if you want to start on December, you can do it. Or, you could start now and go past Christmas and head right into New Year's. So, I felt like 25 is a good number, one way or another. So, let's get down to it. These are family-friendly activities. So, for you and your kids, or if you're single and listening to this, or you are married without kids and listening to this, God love ya. I appreciate that support, guys. Seriously, if you're listening to this and you don't have kids, you all are awesome. These activities are for you, too. I totally am a big fan of those couples that make a big to-do about the holidays, even though they don't have kids, because to me, I just feel like that speaks so much volume to how much you love each other, because you know that your little family unit is complete, just the two of you. You're fine. You don't need kids to celebrate, and that's awesome. All right, so let's dive in. Let's get to it, all right? So, item number one, make a garland for your tree. I love, you know, I'm going to just, right now, let's just get this out, okay? If you have kids, your tree should be fun. Your tree should have a hodgepodge of ornaments on it. Some should be homemade. Some should be for the kids. Some should be for you. Some should be from your childhood. Some should have photographs on them from when your kids were teeny tiny and they show the years. And your tree should be an awesome reflection of your entire family. It should be fun. It should be festive. Maybe when you have kids, those are the years you break away from the white lights and you do the colored, you know, whatever, but it should be fun. I cannot stand it when I go into a family's house and they have kids and you can tell that the kids had nothing to do with decorating the tree. You know what I mean? Like, it's perfect, and it's, you can tell mom has bought like the large packages of ball ornaments that all match. They're all the same color and everything. It's just, it looks like it could go in a catalog. That is not a family Christmas tree. So all of you tree snobs that are dressing your trees like that, you need to get a grip, okay? You have kids, your tree's gonna be crazy. You're not always gonna have kids. Someday you can have it be absolutely perfect and meticulous. Or if you really want a tree like that, have two trees, okay? Have a little one that you can make perfect and meticulous and put it in the window, and then have your big fun family tree, all right? Okay. I got that out of my system. Thanks for bearing with me through that, guys. But seriously, I mean, come on. All you tree snobs, let's get with the program. All right, so make a garland. I think homemade garlands are so cute, and they're so fun to make. And I'm talking like the ones with, like, you can do, like, popcorn and cranberries, and that's a fun activity one night with the kids, you know, sit there and make garlands. You could do a paper chain. Paper chains are fun to make, and you can get really sweet about it. You know, if you're religious, you could write down different Bible verses on each different paper chain. If you're not, you could just talk about different things you're thankful for or grateful for, and you could write them down on the chains. I mean, I love paper chains. I feel like you can really personalize them, and you can do so much with them. And if you are one of those tree snobs that everything has to match and be a certain color or whatever, guess what? You could pick out the paper to match your tree, and your kids can still make a paper chain, right? Okay. Other ideas you can do burlap. I love, like, the strand of lights that has, like, the ribbon tied around it. Just, guys, jump on over to Pinterest and type in DIY garland, and you'll get all sorts of great ideas. But I really feel like the popcorn and the paper chain are, like, the two classics that are just timeless, you know? If you don't want to put it on your tree and you have a staircase, you could use it on your staircase. So I think they're super cute on the tree, but if there's somewhere else in your home that you're like, we need a little festiveness, think outside the box. All right, next up, orange slice ornaments. This is new to me this year. I've seen them before. I can't actually say that I've ever seen them in person, but I've seen, like, pictures online and stuff. And I'm talking, like, the little orange slices, and you dehydrate them and you hang them on your tree, and they're super kind of old-timey looking, and they're really pretty because when you dehydrate them, they kind of get this, like, stained glass about them. And so if you hang them right in front of a light, they glow, and they're actually really pretty. And cats hate citrus, so they're supposed to keep cats out of your Christmas tree, which was why I did them this year, because I'm desperately trying to keep my cat out of the Christmas tree. My blind cat, guys, if you guys are serious listeners or you follow along on the blog or on Instagram, you've probably seen pictures of my blind cat. She is 4 and she was just born without eyes. But anyways, I don't want to get a big long tangent, but I have a blind cat. And for the past couple years, she's been super into our Christmas tree, and she gets up in there and climbs. Well, this year when we were putting it up, we just were like, you know what, let's let her get it out of her system. And she climbed all the way to the top. Our tree is like 7 feet tall. Climbed to the top, could not figure out how to get down, so she jumped. Jumped 7 feet, she landed on her feet, thank goodness, and it was like Superman kitty. It was kind of crazy, but she's never climbed up in it again this year, so I think she's scared of it now. Either that or the orange slices are working, but either way. But anyways, back to the orange slices. They're super pretty. They're super easy. You can find tutorials on Pinterest. You just slice up an orange. You slice it really thin. Put it out on parchment. Put it in your oven on the lowest degree, like 150 or 200. Do it 2 hours on one side. Flip them. Do 2 hours on another side. And they're done. They're beautiful. They're easy. And then you get your kids help you tie them up and hang them. It's super fun. And it's really cool when you have little kids to kind of talk about the science behind. I mean, because when you put them in the oven, they're all juicy, you know, and what happens to them. And so there's an entire science lesson there just waiting for you guys to teach it to them of how the hot air dries them out and blah, 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 blah. So orange slice ornaments. Next up, make a bird feeder. I don't know about you guys, but I love cardinals and, like, winter birds. Some of them are so pretty, and it's, you know, some of them, they still stick around during the winter. So make a little bird feeder. There's some really cute ones that are really easy, you know, the old school pine cone rolled in peanut butter and then rolled in the bird seed, and you hang it in a tree or on your patio or somewhere by a window. Super easy, really fun for kids, and then it's something that they can watch the birds all season. Festive Play-Doh and cookie cutters. So what do I mean by festive Play-Doh? No, I'm not meaning go buy red and green Play-Doh. Make your own Play-Doh. Make some homemade Play-Doh. There's tons of recipes online for, like, gingerbread man scented Play-Doh, snow Play-Doh where it looks like snow. There's all sorts of different things you can look for. There's some that's like peppermint Play-Doh, and, you know, you can really get into it. But that's a really fun activity for your kids, like probably ages, you know, 2 to 3 in there. I would say once your kids start getting to age 4, instead of playing with the Play-Doh and cookie cutters, just let them come in the kitchen with you and teach them how to roll out your sugar cookie dough or your gingerbread man dough and let them help you cut them out. I feel like parents get so paranoid of letting their kids come in the kitchen too young. And I think if you really give them age-appropriate tasks to do, they love it. They really do. And it's a wonderful memory. So get your kids some Play-Doh and cookie cutters. And if they're ages 4 and up, get them in the kitchen and help them, have them help you cut out those cookies. Next up, decorate cookies. My greatest holiday memories growing up was my mom would make huge batches of sugar cookies, and we would have one night in the month of December where the whole family, we would sit down with all the sugar cookies and we would have bowls and bowls of icing and sprinkles, and we would just decorate them. We'd put on some fun music. My mom would have sparkling apple cider, and we like the Welch's, you know, sparkling cider. And we would just sit there and drink sparkling cider and decorate the cookies. And it was so much fun and messy. And we ended up eating a bunch of them. But it was such a sweet memory. So decorating cookies is a must, must, must. Go for a drive to look at holiday lights. This is another must. Do a little research beforehand. Look in your area. A lot of places have like a holiday light display that you can drive through with your kids. Those are always really fun. So kind of do a little research and see if there's anything like that in your area. If not, just go hit some of your neighborhoods and see what you can find. Two things about going for a drive looking at holiday lights. One, don't be afraid to bring a thermos of hot chocolate in the car. There's something so fun about being given a cup of hot chocolate out of a thermos as a little kid. It's just fun and special. And so bring a thermos of hot cocoa with you in the car. Second thing is, if you have kids that are a little older, look online. There's tons of like I Spy sheets you can print out for free that have things on it like, you know, find 3 snowmen, find an angel, find the baby Jesus, and things they need to look for on display at people's houses. And so those are really fun because then it turns into a game of who can fill up their page first, and it's a lot of fun. Hot chocolate bar and a board game. This is such a fun night and so sweet. And how awesome is a hot chocolate bar? I think hot chocolate bars are like the greatest thing, and now they're like taking over weddings and parties. They're becoming this big fad. But basically, you know, have a big carafe of hot chocolate and then have all sorts of different toppings. Have candy cane stirrers and marshmallows and chocolate chips, and you could have caramel sauce and different cookies to have with your hot chocolate. There's all sorts of different things you can mix into hot chocolate and make it really fun. And kids are all about, you know, anything that they get to control what goes into it, they're just down for it. So have an awesome night. Have everybody make their hot chocolate, and then you all sit down and play a fun board game together. How fun would that be? Read a Christmas story, or read the Christmas story. You know, read the Christmas story. If you're not religious, find a great Christmas book that you guys like. I really love some of these families. I would like to do this maybe when my son is maybe 2 or 3, when he likes books a little bit more. He loves them now, but his attention span is, you know, like 3 minutes long, and then he's ready for the book to be over. But I love these families that get like 25 books and they wrap them up, and each night they unwrap a book and they read it. I think that's super sweet. Or there's always the family that just every year they get a new book and then they just continue building their Christmas book collection. So read a Christmas book. Paper snowflakes. super self-explanatory. Make paper snowflakes. A really fun thing to do is after you make them, tape them to your windows. Tape them to your kids' bedroom windows. Tape them to the mirrors in your bathrooms. Tons of fun there. Make reindeer food. You can go online, super easy, type in reindeer food recipe. I think it basically just breaks down to like some kind of homemade granola, essentially, but go double check it. And then once you make your reindeer food, you can do one of two things, or you can do both. A lot of people, they like to sprinkle it out on their front lawn, on Christmas Eve, and then in the morning the reindeer feed is mysteriously disappeared. You know, kind of helps build that wonderful imagination of Santa. Or you can take your reindeer feed and look in your area. Reindeer farms are extremely popular. There's normally one in your vicinity somewhere. Find someone that has some reindeer that you can go visit and feed their reindeer. Or a lot of these places where you can go and visit Santa, sometimes they'll bring a live reindeer. And I'm sure if you call or check your local newspaper, you'll figure out when the live reindeer is going to be there. And you can bring your reindeer feed and feed the reindeer. Next up, super simple, but a classic, watch a Christmas movie. I think we all probably do this anyhow, but I mean specifically, like, make a point as a family to sit down and watch a Christmas movie together. Maybe, you know, you guys have one that's your favorite. Maybe try something that's not necessarily, like, kid-friendly, like The Grinch, or I don't want to say kid-friendly, maybe something that's not necessarily animated. Think outside the box. Introduce your kids to It's a Wonderful Life. Or when I was little, I don't know why, but on the night of Thanksgiving, The Sound of Music was always on TV. It was like that time of year was when it was on TV. And so when I was a little kid, we started this tradition of on the night of Thanksgiving, we would watch The Sound of Music and we would drink sparkling cider. Lots of sparkling cider in our house when I was a kid, just around the holidays. And that was just our little family movie tradition. So maybe think outside the box. Think of ones outside of, you know, Charlie Brown and Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph. Find some ones that kids will continue to love to watch even as they grow up and become adults. Decorate a gingerbread house. This does not have to be a daunting thing. There are all sorts of kits you can buy in this day and age that are super simple. Or I've done this with some of my kids when I was teaching. Super simple. Get a milk carton, get some graham crackers, get some store-bought frosting, and some candies. You're just going to frost that milk carton, stick the graham crackers on it, and then you're going to frost your candies and stick them to the graham crackers. Voila, you have a gingerbread house. It's super simple, they're adorable, and the kids love to make them, and then they can put them on display for all your family to see when they come over for the holidays. Make popcorn balls. Popcorn balls are one of those things, they're so fun to make, and they're really tasty, but I think people just kind of forget about them because they're just awkward to eat, they're weird. But who has ever, like, seen a popcorn ball or had a popcorn ball and it didn't make them smile, right? Like, they're just fun. They're fun. Popcorn balls. I mean, come on. Again, simple. Look up the recipe online. There's tons of different recipes. You can mix all sorts of different things into them. I just like classic ones that are just like, you know, the butter and the marshmallows and the popcorn, and then you get some fun candies and you mix it in there. I love, too, like, making popcorn balls. They're a great gift, I think, for, you know, just that random person that maybe you forgot and you need a gift. I always think it's great to make a bunch of popcorn balls, wrap them in cellophane, and tie a little bow on them, and then you have a gift that's ready for someone at the drop of a hat. All right, make Christmas cards. I love this one. Make Christmas cards and pass them out at a retirement home. How sweet is that? And I think so much, you know, the season of Christmas is not just about our families. It's also a great time of year to teach our kids about giving and how we need to just have open hearts and open arms and embrace people, and we need to reach out and just love one another. And a lot of those people that are in retirement homes, some of them, they may not have family, they may not have family nearby, or maybe they don't get to see their family very often, and they all love children. And just have your kids make up a bunch of Christmas cards and go and pass them out, and you will make those people's day. And what sweet memories for your kids. Donate canned food to a food drive. Another great way just to teach your kids just to, you know, kind of the love and the art of charity and how it's just a time of year for giving and not forgetting. And so just super simple. There's drives everywhere. A lot of grocery stores, you can just go in and, you know, you can donate a bag of food. And I love that. I have a friend, and she, every time this time of year, she takes her kids and they go and they just shop specifically for the food bank. And I always think that's really fun, because then you're less likely to sit there and like analyze the ingredients and, oh, do we need this? Does this fit in our budget? I think it's just fun to go in there and be like, okay, we're shopping for someone else. So you buy all like the fun stuff, right? You buy the Kraft mac and cheese, and you buy the fudge cookies. And I think that's such a great thing. And it's a great thing to do with your kids, just to teach them that generosity. Go Christmas caroling. I feel like so few people do this in this day and age. And this is another thing that I did a couple times when I was little, like with our churches and stuff and youth groups. We would go Christmas caroling, and I always had like the best time. And I can't remember like knocking on a single person's door that just was like, ugh, Christmas carolers. Like, they were always so happy and excited. And you know, you don't have to expect anything, and you don't have to, you know, you can tell people like they don't need to give you anything. You're not wanting paid. Actually, every time we went, we would just plate up a bunch of different plates of cookies or popcorn balls, and we would just like pass out cookies and stuff while we were caroling. And that just like put people at ease that you were just doing it because you loved it. And such a great way to spread holiday cheer, and it's super fun and festive, and everybody loves caroling. We all need to carol more often. If the whole world was caroling more, there would be less problems, I swear. Choose three toys and give them away to charity. And I just wrote down three. It just seemed like a good number. I honestly feel you could just tell your kids, like, here is a bag. Fill it up with things that you would like to donate to other children that may not have toys or may not get toys this time of year. And just see what their little hearts lead them to do, you know? And maybe they put in something that you're like, oh, I don't know if I really want them to donate that. Guess what? If they put it in there, leave it in there, guys. Leave it in there. Let them have that responsibility of donating something. Maybe it is something that means a lot to them, but maybe they want that to mean a lot to another kid even more than what it means to them. And if your child feels that way, that is an amazing thing. You drop to your knees and just thank God that that is your child's heart, because that is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. So, donating toys to a charity is just, it's another great way just to help keep your kids from being consumer happy. It helps keep things in perspective, and it also helps teach them that they're fortunate kids, that they have toys. Some kids don't have toys, or some kids don't get a present on Christmas. And if they can impact another child's life in such a positive way, that's such a wonderful superpower that they have. Make a snow globe. Snow globes are so fun to make. And, you know, you just do the whole thing with the jar, and you glue what you want in the snow globe on the lid with a hot glue gun. And then you fill up the jar with water and glitter and stuff. And then you just hot glue the lid onto the jar, tip it upside down, and you have a snow globe. They're super cute. They're really fun. And I always think it's really fun to, throughout the years, just kind of have this collection going of ones your kids have made. So I think as they go, I bet they get, like, even better. And maybe you could, like, make it a contest, too, to make it kind of like a time capsule each year. Like, put stuff in it from that year. Wouldn't that be so fun? Snow globes are so cute, and they are. They're just stuff in a jar, so when the water starts to evaporate, you know, you can just toss it, make a new one, or see if you can break that seal. You know, super, super fun. Camp out by your Christmas tree. I'm so excited to do this when my son is a little older. I was reading this online on somebody's blog post. They were saying that they do this every year. They pick a night and they always camp out underneath their Christmas tree and they leave all the lights on. And I think she said that her family did it the night that they decorated their tree. And I think that's super cute. I think you could do it really any night. But I think just having a night and doing it every year, maybe the same time, would just be super fun. But I think, how cute would that be? You all could get your little sleeping bags out and blankets and pillows. And what a great, great evening. Cuddle up and read some Christmas stories under your tree. Just be super sweet. And I really feel if this is a tradition that you think your family could really get behind, I think it would be really fun to have like a small little like $5 or $10 gift that your family opens that night, you know, like have everybody have this little gift. And maybe it's something that they all make for each other, or like I said, make like a $5 budget and everybody has like a secret Santa in the family. Like, I just think you could get so carried away with making this a super fun little night. I'm super excited about that one. Pizza, Christmas pizza night. This is really cute and inventive. Make homemade pizzas or get freezer pizzas in different sizes. But if you make a homemade pizza, you could shape it as a Christmas tree and then use your toppings as ornaments to decorate your tree. Or if you're not into making your own pizza, you can get frozen pizzas in different size circles and you can build a snowman. Get cheese pizzas and then add your toppings on top of the frozen cheese pizzas to decorate your snowman's face. That's so cute. Oh my gosh, I loved it. When I saw this, I was like, oh my god, this is so cute. I love it. And I'm all down and I'm all good for an excuse to have like a pizza night, right? Who doesn't love pizza night? Make bark with your kids. So when I'm talking bark, I'm talking like, you know, the melted chocolate, and then it has, you know, other chocolates or things swirled in or toppings. There's all sorts of different kinds of bark. Bark is one of those easy things to make with kids because you're basically just melting chocolate, pouring it on a sheet, throwing some toppings on it, swirling it with a toothpick, and letting it dry or cool. And then you just break it apart, right? So that's so easy for kids to help do. There's no real cooking involved. So make some festive bark, and that'll be really fun. And another great thing, super easy gift for people, is just to get some mason jars. Have your kids help you make this bark, break it up, fill up the jars, and you have super easy gifts for your kids' teachers. And your kids got to help make it, which is makes it even more special, right? Walk around town or a mall or a hospital handing out candy canes. So basically just any place that you're going to run into people, you could just go to the library and have your kids walk around and hand out candy canes. They're super cheap. It's the little things that make people's days just super merry and bright. And I think it's super sweet. So go pass out candy canes. I think another fun idea would be like if you got a bunch of those little silver bells, like tie two together with a ribbon and just pass out silver bells. Wouldn't that be so sweet? I love it. Collect pine cones to decorate. This is another one, and we talked about using them for the bird feeder, but it's super easy. Go on a nice nature walk with your kids. If there aren't pine cones or pine trees with pine cones in your neighborhood, go to a park and take a bag, find some pine cones, bring them home, decorate them with glitter, decorate them with beads and jewels and stickers if you want stickers, tie some ribbons on them and hang them on your tree, and they're beautiful. Get a Christmas activity book. Head on over to your store, get a Christmas coloring book or some kind of activity book that's got, you know, all sorts of different tic-tac-toes and dots-to-dots and coloring pages and stickers and stuff in there. All kids love to color at some point. They really do. And coloring books are just so fun. And anything that's festive, it's going to get them in the holiday spirit. And you guys can do it together. And it'll be fun. So go get your Christmas activity books. Last but not least on our list, this is number 25, guys. Make a kid-friendly punch or a mocktail for Christmas Day. So how often do your kids, like, you have, like, a fun, festive adult beverage on Christmas, and then, you know, your kids don't have anything? Don't leave them out. My mom made great punch when I was a kid, and we look forward to it every year. So I highly recommend, as a family, make some punch or some special mocktail or kids' cocktail that your kids can partake in on Christmas Day. Or maybe it'll be so good that that's what you'll want to drink too. All right, guys, those are my 25 family activities. Aren't they awesome? Do you all feel like festive now? You want to go, like, get too, right? Like, you want to go get fun and creative with your family. There's some great ideas in here. I, like, really racked my brain and did a lot of snooping around online to find my top 25 things. And I tried to leave off, like, I know there's a couple on here that are kind of cliche that you normally do, but I wouldn't really say they're cliche. I would just say they're classic. I like that. Classic. But I did try to leave off stuff like, you know, get a Christmas tree, bake cookies, wrap presents. I mean, those are all kind of like, duh, you're gonna do those things, you know? I wanted to do like a little bit outside of the box stuff. All right, guys, we're gonna take a quick break and we're gonna come back with my parenting hack of the week and our mommy mantra. So you guys stay tuned. Hey there, guys, we are back. So our parenting hack this week is my favorite toy that I got for my son. Well, I didn't get it. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. My parenting hack this week is my favorite toy that my son got for his birthday. I've been obsessed with it. I've been playing with it a lot. He's been playing with it too. He's kind of just been like chewing on them. He hasn't quite gotten the whole stacking thing down yet. But anyways, these things are called Widgets, WEDGITS. And there will be a picture on the website, and there will also be a picture on Instagram. So if you need to go look at them, they're called Widgets. And basically, they're squares. They're outlined squares. They're rubber. And so they're not, you know, like, it's like a bangle almost. Like, you can stick your arm through the square, okay? So it's just the outline of the square. And you can stack them. You can make pyramids. You can make all sorts of different things. They're super cool. They're in the primary colors plus white. And they're just really fun. I just can't even, like, you just gotta experience them. They're so fun. And they're just awesome. So go over on the website. Make sure you check them out. They're definitely one of those toys that you get now, and your kids are going to be playing with these things for years. Like I said, I've been playing with them because they're really entertaining. And so I know your older kids are going to enjoy them too. And I'm all about those toys that kind of, maybe you have a 2-year-old in your house, maybe you have a 5-year-old, and maybe you have an 8-year-old. This is something all of them can play with at the same time and enjoy, you know? I'm all about stuff like that. All right, our mommy mantra this week is super festive, and it's going to get you guys all pumped up for the holidays. It comes to us from Mr. Charles Dickens, and it's specifically from The Christmas Carol. Here we go. For it is good to be children sometimes, and never better than at Christmas, when its mighty founder was a child himself. Little shout out there to the baby Jesus. So there you go, guys. Get nice and pumped up for the holidays. And if you guys have never actually read The Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, I try to read it every year. It's super short and it's super fun. And it really is one that I feel like you can read out loud to your family. It's just, there's a lot of humor in it and it's such a great story. And yeah, it's just, it's a doable read. It's short. You guys could handle it, I swear. All right, you guys, have a great, great weekend and week, and I love you all, and I will see you all next week for another episode of Homebase Podcast. Bye, guys.